NY Times, 40-year flood of immigration turns Orange County blue. By John Binder on January 2, 2019. The New York Times admits a 40-year rise in the number of immigrants living in Orange County. California has transformed the region from a fortress of conservative Republicanism to a Democrat electoral sweep. The Times notes in a piece titled In Orange County, a Republican fortress turns Democratic that the rapid demographic changes of the county, which now has a more than 30% foreign-born population, has swiftly handed the region over to Democrats. Breitbart News reported that Orange County's booming foreign-born populations of mostly Asian immigrants and migrants from Central America coincided with Democrats sweeping the midterm elections in an area that gave birth to President Richard Nixon. The Times now acknowledges the demographic changes are at least partially responsible for the diminishing Republican representation in Orange County. There was a steady decrease in white voters in the seven congressional districts that are in and around Orange County between 1980 and 2017, according to census data. In 1980, whites made up 75% of the population in the district where Mr. Cisneros won. By 2017, that number dropped to 30%. Emphasis added. The county's immigrant population grew five times as fast as the general population between 1980 and 2000. And while the pace of immigration has slowed, the Latino and Asian populations continues to increase, driven by the children of immigrant families born in the United States. Emphasis added. You went from a solid Republican county to one in which Republicans were just barely the majority, and it fell pretty quickly in the past 2 years, said Ms. Godwin. You have had continued demographic changes. This is a county that went from majority white to having a majority that are Latino and Asian American. So that has gone hand in hand, particularly with the rising Asian American population, to voting more Democratic. Emphasis added. In a series of charts, Times reporters Robert Gebeloff and Jasmine Seely reveal that while Orange County has become less and less Republican, the foreign-born population has grown significantly. The share of college graduates has peaked, and the white American population has fallen drastically. Months ago, Breitbart News reported the district-by-district breakdown of Orange County's enormous foreign-born populations, which have aided the Democrats' electoral sweep in the region. California's 46th district, already a Democrat-held congressional seat, has a foreign-born population that is now reaching 40% with 4 out of 10 residents being born outside the United States. Three of Orange County's four Republican districts that have flipped to Democrat have foreign-born populations that make up 25% or more of the region. For example, California's 39th district, where Democrat Gil Cisneros won over Republican Young Kim, has a 34.1% foreign-born population. In the 45th district, where Representative Mimi Walters, RCA, has conceded to Democrat Katie Porter, the foreign-born population makes up nearly 30% of the district. Similarly, in the state's 48th district, Representative Dana Rohrabacher, RCA, the former speechwriter to President Ronald Reagan, lost to Democrat Harley Rauda after serving in the seat since 2013. That district's foreign-born population is now near 25%. Even in the 49th district, where the foreign-born population remains below 20%, Democrat Mike Levin beat out Republican Diane Harkey. The district has anywhere between an 18 to 19% foreign-born population with about 55% of foreign-born residents arriving from Latin America and nearly 30% coming from Asia. Democrats have increasingly swept congressional districts whose demographics have been quickly changed due to the country's policy of mass legal and illegal immigration. The process known as chain migration, for instance, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. with them, has imported more than 9 million foreign nationals since 2005. As Breitbart News reported, if chain migration is not ended, as President Donald Trump has demanded, the U.S. electorate will forever be changed, with between 7 to 8 million new foreign-born individuals being eligible to vote because of chain migration, and overall, an additional 15 million new foreign-born voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.